Continuing with the next paragraph, Shimon Esrei of Malchus Beis David, paragraph of Esamach David Avdecha, Davidic reign, as it says in the art scroll. So the Torah explains the connection between this paragraph and the previous one of Yerushalayim, rebuilding of Jerusalem. Says the Torah, which is really quoting the words of the Gemara, or in Megillah, the reason why this is mentioned immediately after the paragraph of the building of the city of Yerushalayim, that as soon as Yerushalayim is built and Yerushalayim comes, literally, David and Malchus will come thereafter. And he quotes a pasuk in Hosea, it says, Acher Yeshuva b'nei Yisrael, that after the Jewish people return, which corresponds to that paragraph of b'nei Yerushalayim, doesn't mean just the city is rebuilt, but it means the Jewish people come back to it. Ubishu es Hashem Elokeichem. There's David Malchum. It says, and then the Jewish people will seek out after Hashem and David their king. So therefore we see this pasuk, this correlation, that at first we have the building and the reestablishing of the capital Yerushalayim, and there afterwards comes David. When it means David, it means Malchus. And a few paragraphs back, we had the paragraph of Din, which we discussed, Hashiva Shoftenu Kavarishona, which we said was referring to the Malchus also of David. David and Shaul. And afterwards, when it said, Yotzenu Kavarchila, referring to the counselors of Moshe and Aaron, and I was presented with the question that really it's not in order, because it really should talk about David and should speak about Moshe and Aaron first. But the idea is the tremendous emphasis of our Shimon Esrei of Malchus, of the restoring of having a king. Therefore, even though it wouldn't necessarily be in the order, but the paragraph of Hashiva Shoftenu emphasizes the importance of having a melech first. And that's our first and foremost thought. And that's our first and foremost thought as well in this paragraph of Malchus Beis David, the Davidic reign. Now it's brought down in the Avud Raham as well as the Rebbe Yochar when it comes to the part of the pasuk, the part of the paragraph of Kilashuascha Kavinu Kol Hayom, that Kilashuascha Kavinu Kol Hayom, that we are constantly hoping for your salvation Kol Hayom, all day long. What exactly is this part based on? So they bring down, it's based on the shortest pasuk in the Torah. Shortest pasuk in the Torah is three words. There's no such thing as a two-word pasuk anywhere in the Torah. The shortest is three words, to couple them. But one is found in Vayechi, which is, in fact, V'shuascha kivisi Hashem. For your salvation, I long Hashem. And this paragraph, this sentence, corresponds to that sentence in Parshas Vayechi. Now, what exactly is going on in Parshas Vayechi? So this is where we find the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives to his children. And this part of the bracha is given to one of his children in particular, the child of Dan. It says, Dan yadin amo ki'achad shifti Yisrael. That Dan is a person who will seek revenge, avenge the other nations, as Rashi says, specifically the Philistines. And Rashi actually tells us that this is what Yaakov was alluding to, was a person who will be a descendant of Dan, namely Shimshon. Shimshon, the guy with the nice long hair, that was a person who avenges for the Jewish people against the Philistines, just like Ka'achad Shifti Yisrael, how powerful he was. And the Ramban explains that when is after this, he said, the end of the pasuk, after he says that we're considered like a nachash, Dan is like a snake, like a serpent that bites the heels of the horse, and that the v'yipol rochbo achor, that the rider falls back. And then the Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, ends with Shuascha Kvisi Hashem. What exactly is this correlation of Shimshon and then seeking out for Hashem? So the Ramban over here explains, he says, V'dama Shimshon l'nachash. First of all, he says that Shimshon was comparable to the serpent. Babur shalohaya Shimshon ba al oiva b'mulchama kasher shotvim o'malachim. that the way that Shimshon came about to fight the Philistines was unlike the typical manner of fighting a war like the Shoftim, the other judges or the king. Rak hu levado, only he himself came. And then the Ramban continues and says, although that Shimshon was so successful in being our savior, that kasher ra hanavi teshua Shimshon kinifsika, they noticed that even the great and powerful warrior Shimshon, he also unfortunately was not successful at the very end. As we know, he was captured by the Philistines, he was blinded, and ultimately causing the temple to be destroyed through his power that he was once again given. But he saw that even the great Shimshon, the great Tzaddik Shimshon, lost this ability. And this, therefore, is the end of this Aliyah, Amr L'Shchuas K'Kvisi Hashem, that we're saying that we seek salvation from Hashem and Hashem alone. Lo Lishuas Nachash V'Shefifo, not from a snake or a serpent. Ki B'cha Oshia Lo V'Shofet. I can only seek salvation from you, Hashem, and not from a judge. And therefore, that's what Yaakov Avinu is telling his children, as well as us, when we read this pasuk and this part of the davening, that when we say the part of Esamach David, that we say Kilashuascha Kavinu, we're saying that as much as we can rely on mortal man, we're limited, and therefore we really need to turn to Hashem and Hashem only. Now, the last part, which we'll focus on for today in this paragraph, are the next two words. Kol Hayom, as we translate over here, that we seek salvation from Him, we long salvation all day long. And the Arizal says that there's a very important message that we can learn from those two words of the Shmoneh Esrei of Kol Hayom. Because, says the Gemara, Omer Rava, B'shah Shemachnis and Adam Ledin, when a person, after 120 years, meets their Maker, and they have their own Day of Judgment, they're asked four questions. So we've gone through this before. And the four questions, one of them is Nesasam Nesat Be'emuna, when you were involved in business, did you do so properly? Did you were you fair in your business transactions? Kavati Itim LaTorah, were you engaged in Torah study on a continual basis? Asakta B'Privi Rivia, on the simple translation, is about having children and teaching people. And then finally, the last of the four questions is Sipisal Yoshua, which means, did you continuously long for the ultimate salvation? Says the Arizal that when we dive in the Shemoneh Esrei, this paragraph of Es Samach David, and we come to this part of this paragraph, and we dive in with true kavana, and v'karno torom shuasecha kilashkuascha kivina kol yom, that we say that we're really searching out for the salvation of Hashem kol hayom, all the days of our lives, at least we'll know when it comes to the test, we'll be able to get one of the four questions right, that when we're asked the question, Sipisal Yeshua, did we in fact continuously long for the ultimate salvation, our answer will be yes.